This goes to Dr. Amy Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Alice Hoitinga, H-O-I-T-I-N-G-A, birth date April 3rd, 1941. Dear Dr. Johnson, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Ms. Hoitinga with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and anemia. Her last visit was December 29, 2025. Her weight is stable, and she's been feeling well. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. Review of systems is negative. Medications, I want to highlight the Novolog regular. It's 14 to 18 units before each meal. Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligrams daily. Lantus insulin, 40 units daily. Norvasc is 5 milligrams daily. She takes eye vitamins, Tylenol for pain, Pravacol for cholesterol management, and glaucoma eye drops at that time. Physical exam, weight 222 pounds. Pulse is 63. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 126 over 58. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 9th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.33. Calcium 9.0, sodium is 139, potassium is 4.6, carbon dioxide 28, albumin 3.7, phosphorus 3.4, estimated GFR 39, hemoglobin is 9.6, previous level was 10.5, and hematocrit is 33.2, normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to get lab studies done every 3 months. Two, anemia of chronic disease. To treat that, per Medicare guidelines, the hemoglobin must be less than 10 and hematocrit must be less than 30. And her hematocrit is 33.2. I did suggest some iron-rich foods, as it appears it's iron deficiency in nature, and very slow, it's progressing quite slowly. So she is going to try that to see if we can maintain adequate hemoglobin levels. Three, hypertension, stable. And four, diabetic nephropathy, also stable. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.